This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Tonight's star movie on Channel 43, your favorite movie station. We'll continue in a moment.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going
to
start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
Look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroka,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Man, oh man, oh man, I am so proud of my little guy. He's got his buddy over for a sleepover. You know what they're doing, Rob? They're actually building a pitcher's mound in the backyard.
Not inside?
An artificial pitcher's mound made out of wood, and I'll talk about that
cool.
Later on.
I was, Mike, you threw me when you said you're proud of your little guy. I thought you were talking about Josh.
No, not Josh. Josh will be joining us later on in the broadcast.
Okay.
I am so excited to bring our first guest on today, because this is somebody that I have watched online for a very, very long time. And as you know, I am fascinated by, well, they're referred to as slot influencers.
Right.
They're people that do online gambling. Let's not waste any time and bring in Jason Belke, otherwise known as Mr. Hampay.
Oh, and he makes an entrance.
Look at that. Look,
I love
what,
it.
What the hell is that? What is, that is something else. My God. Is that the championship belt? What? How many?
This is what happens when you reach a million on YouTube.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for rubbing my nose in it right away. I appreciate that.
Mike, didn't you get a handkerchief for 500 subscribers?
I am so pathetic. Anyway, it's just so nice to have you on the show. And I have wanted to talk to someone in your line of work. And I love what you do. And you do it differently than a lot of people that are out there. And I don't even know where to start other than tell you, I'm going to blow a little smoke.
Oh, dear.
And if people in my comments give me crap for that, I say F you and your families, too, in the words of Charles Barkley. All right. I love what you do. I am. I admire it. I'm jealous of it. I think it's really cool. I think it's got to be an amazingly busy and frenetic existence. But Mr. Hanpei, you gamble for a living and you share it with us, and I consume it and I love it. And thank you for coming on the show with your championship belt. We really appreciate that.
I appreciate it. You guys know this is only my second podcast ever. I was on the dog walk, Barstool Sports. What was that? About over a year ago. And that's the only other podcast I've ever done. So
I well, that's all right. Rob, write a letter to Josh and okay. and tell him he gets an extra $2.50
in his paycheck. There'll be a little something in his envelope
this week. Mr. Hanpei is Jason Belke, and he has been doing. How long have you been doing the slot influencing on Mr. Hanpei?
Honestly, so that's a funny question. There was a guy at Gila River the other day that said, "Hey, I've been watching you since 2018," and I go to him. I was like, "You must have been watching me through my windows, because I didn't start until 2021. So
that's a little odd right there. For those of you that are not in the know, he is a YouTuber. He is a slot influencer. He films high-stakes casino gambling. And for those of you that don't know any of that, roll the video, Josh, and let's get a couple of examples of what Mr. Hanpei does so our listeners can understand what's going on, and our viewers.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What is happening? Whoa. Ultra palaces, just one time in my life. $225 max bet. That thing right there. Okay, I'll take that. Ultra mega mansion, $225 bet. It's about to get nuts. We got diamonds around it. Come on.
My man.
We're going to go ways with this, because you're going to see what happens here, Rob.
Okay, it's kind of addictive already.
It's going to blow you out of the friggin' water here.
Stop. That's it. Okay,
you've seen these games. You know what we're talking about.
I will take that. All brick mansions to start.
I have to stay with it because you got to go to the end with it. All right. That's okay with you, Jason. Stealing your content from my show right now.
Lots more of that, please. That's okay. None of them turned up upgraded anything, but that's okay. We have three more wood. Another gold, two left.
If you look down in the lower corner, you will see the bet amount is $225.
Right.
Thank you. Two more gold, one more of the palaces.
All right, skip ahead, Josh. Skip ahead to the end.
5,000, just like that.
Yeah, there you go. And that was, what, over $30,000 that you made on the...
No, 50. That was like 50.
50! Yeah. 56, sorry. That's
not exactly a quarter pull on Double Diamond. That's kind of next level, huh?
It's fantastic. You know, this is, to me... And I don't know if people have said this to you, but when you love to do this, and for me, it's someone said, maybe one of my many therapists said to me one time, it's like self-hypnosis where you get into it. It's not for you, though, because you are generating content and you're an entertainer when you're doing this. But for me, when I log hours and hours with this, it's zen-like. And well, it's the reason you have, I'm not alone. People love to watch this kind of content, right?
Very true. So a lot of people will, you know, people's famous line is, I go to bed with you every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they listen to me, they'll watch me throughout the night, they wake up to the video being on. It's wild to me. I love it, and I never thought it would turn into this. So that video where I hit 56,000, I actually have five bigger hand pays this year, and if you look at last year, I had a dozen that were bigger than that. So it's a good hit, but we've had much larger, actually, and that should have been a lot bigger than that.
Now, you go to casinos all over the United States. You seem to, at least from my viewing, your home base would be Foxwoods in my home state of Connecticut. Would that be right?
Yeah, definitely. That's where I go most often, which is crazy because I live in Wisconsin. So
Yeah, that's interesting.
But they're the best to me. And honestly, I love the fact that they have a fair return to player. You can see what the return to player is at a lot of casinos in Illinois. And Wisconsin, in the 90s, the governor passed something that stated that Wisconsin casinos have to pay between 80 and 100% and do not have to be transparent with any of their return to player. And it's very difficult for me to push casinos that I feel really can take advantage of the player. You don't know anything about it. Foxwoods, you know, they're slogan motto is winners make players, and they do, right? Let these people play, win, and enjoy themselves. You know, you only can skin a pig once or whatever they say. Like,
yeah, that's true. I got to tell you that I have so many questions. I don't know where to begin with it because I think that this is born, I would assume this was born out of an enjoyment of doing this anyway. You were a gambler before you decided to become an influencer. Was it always slots for you? Were slot machines always your favorite mode of gambling?
No, it was more blackjack, I would say. Mm-hmm. And so the reason I actually started this... I've had different businesses my entire life, and that's why I started this, right? I saw a business opportunity, and like, hey, I can make a little bit of money. So Lady Luck put out a video. This might have been 6 years ago, and she showed how much she was making on YouTube. She's making like $30,000 a month, and I was like, wow, if I made $30,000 a month, I would be set. Well, little did I know I would be able to lose that in 20 minutes in a video. Moving forward. But the reason I really did this is because I saw what other people were doing and I just thought I could do it better. That's it, right? And people can say you're conceited, stuck up, whatever. I mean, that was the truth, and we've really taken off. We've made some mistakes along the way, but we definitely fix them and do whatever we can to continue to push forward and be innovative and just be different, right? Because that's the only way you're going to make this. And I've said it from the beginning. You know, when you have 1, 2, 3, 4,000 of the same video, you have to do something different to keep people's attention. Because, you know, I'm not going to be able to bet the most and win, you know, nonstop $100,000 to $400,000 jackpots every video. It just doesn't make sense. You'll never make it back on the platform. And again, this is a business. We employ almost 20 people. doing
that. Yeah, I was going to mention that your team, you have a team as far as editing, as far as marketing, as far, you know, getting into the people, keeping track. One of the things I love about your videos is that, you know, you're constantly saying, what are we in for? What are we in for? There's one particular folks, a video where he's in Foxwoods, and I love old school slots. Love them, love them, love them, love them. I like the top dollar. I like it when you've got the double diamonds. I love those kind of
physical wheels rolling, right?
I love that. And he's going around, what are we in for? And he's got four slots going at the same time, and he's running around doing all this, and he's at Foxwoods, and I'm screaming at this, I want to be you! I want to be you! And so,
because
I
mean, fair, Mike, you wouldn't run. You would walk.
No,
but
I would not. Let me tell you why I would not be. And if we ever do this thing on a very, very low level, Carla would be the face of it. I don't have the temperament. Leads me to another question. If I sound excited about this and my listeners go, oh, you're finally excited about something. Yeah, well, fuck you. I am excited about this. All right.
Easy.
So here's okay. The thing is, when your temperament, you have to have a certain temperament, because I don't think people want to see slot people go off. When you're gambling that money, you don't, you know, you get a little testy sometimes, but you don't go, you got to control it, right?
No, definitely. So when I first started, like my personality, right, I can be very sarcastic and be negative, but hoping that it's going to turn out to be positive. And someone said to me, like one of my first videos, hey, people don't want to listen to you be negative. Try to be positive. And they were right. And I took that, ran with it. And it's really helped the channel. And people sometimes then will say, there's no way that this can be real. You're down $50,000, $100,000. Nobody has that kind of money to do this. It's 100% real money at the end of the day. That's why the losses hurt so much. I mean, I get free play when I go to casinos. It can be significant sometimes, right? It can be $20,000, $40,000, $100,000. There's times I get 100 grand to go to a casino and I still go home down a quarter million. It's all real money at the end of the day.
It's math. It's the math. Yeah. I mean, and the math gets to you at a certain point. When you are winning big, does that correspond with the views you get on certain videos? Is there a direct correlation? Because I've never looked at the metrics on it.
Yeah, I would say big wins, definitely. Unique features or big bets. And, you know, I think people have gotten smarter to it. Like, I never really want to put out a video like showing I lose 50 or 100,000. But if you put out a big video like that, you're like, oh, $2,500 bets on Dragon Link. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of views on it. And then people are going to watch it and sort of be pissed at the end. Nothing happened.
Okay.
You know? But,
all right. Yeah.
And clickbait, whatever, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, we try to get as many views as we can. I don't throw away footage. We put everything out that we record. I just don't have any time to record videos, toss them in the garbage, and only put out wins. So
okay, and I like that. I think it's important to put that up as well. Go ahead, Rob.
Obviously, nobody likes losing a quarter million dollars. This is not something people like to do. But you said that you had to find sort of a positive way to present yourself. When you found that voice, that sort of positive voice of the guy who can go in and win big, but also lose big, is it hard to do that when you, you know, stay positive after losing that kind of money? Or is that kind of what you are that we're seeing on the screen? Because, I mean, there's got to be some acting involved if you're staying positive after that kind of loss.
No, I'm upset when I lose for sure. And I talk about it like
Right. It's
real money at the end of the day. And
right.
I'm very competitive by nature. Right. I, you know, was a great athlete in high school. We were 14-0 in football my senior year. We won state, like went to state in every sport I was in. I like winning right with whatever I do. And it does get me upset if I go to a casino and lose, not only because it takes a while to earn that money back.
Sure.
Because, you know, with YouTube, even with my views, like last year at this time, where we make 120, 130,000 a month, now it's like 70,000. So it's down quite a bit. Even with that money, it does not subsidize your losses gambling at this level. So that's why there is a need. You know, we do the casino and travel where we're a host for people, and then we get the brand deals that we have as well. You know, Horseplay, DraftKings. And then we do stuff with Scientific Gaming, the Light and Wonder Social Casino.
See, that I didn't know. I forgot about that, but I knew about the casino and travel. And content is king. You generate a tremendous amount of content. Have you ever added it up, how many hours, you know, on the average you put in during a week, a day, an hour? I mean, I'm curious about that, how much content you have generated or how much you think you need to generate to keep it going on YouTube.
Well, we keep track. So I travel every 1 to 2 weeks, and people think I'm at the casino every day. I'm not really. There's no influencer that's really at the casino every day, right?
Right.
We go to the casino, we record a video, change a shirt, and then record another video, say it's a new day, whatever. And that's what's difficult for me. I'm not going down the road here to Milwaukee and recording where I can talk about like current events and other things going on. Sometimes we're recording 2, 3, 4 weeks in advance.
Right.
And
right.
I'm telling you, not the only one that does that. Because that's the other thing. There was a comment on Reddit one time where this guy was upset that we're not uploading videos as soon as we record them. And I was like, how many do you want me to put up a day? And he said, all of them. Okay, well, that's not realistic. When you record a video, you have to take it off, put it on the computer. You have to upload it. Your editor has to look at it, do it. You have to, you know, go through all the copyright stuff on YouTube. It takes time to do
that.
People don't realize
how
much time it takes. And when you put a video out, I mean, we're putting stuff out every day, which I think is too much. It's no different than crab fishing. You got to let the pot soak. You got to let your video sit so people get a chance to watch it. Because what will happen if people can't watch every video, they might watch none of them because they can't keep up.
Right.
Or you can be someone like me that, you know, hops around and I do look at the, you know, when was the last one put up there? Let's talk about, you mentioned Reddit very briefly. Anybody who's successful at anything in the United States of America is going to have people, you know, gunning for them in a certain way. And, you know, the honesty that exists, I am not blowing smoke here. I'm just saying that you lay it out there. You do show your losses. You do talk about, and I love that. That's another thing I like about the Mr. Hanpei universe, is that if people are out there giving you crap, you will address it, as I do. And I've done that in the past. And you address the fact that two things are at play here. There are people, nefarious people out there, that float around and pretend to do what you're doing when they'll record a video out in front or in the lobby of the Bellagio, and then they will be, you know, recording something in their basement and it's not real. Right. And then people that gun for you and, you know, and start slamming you. Oh, it's not Israel money. That's the free. Well, okay, everybody gets free play that gambles a lot. Mm-hmm. You've dealt with a lot of that, and you've been very transparent about the people that give you an awful lot of crap online.
Yeah, so I put out a video not too long ago, and this is probably why that you guys reached out to me, but it's called the, we did one about a year and a half ago, The Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth. It was a year ago, I'm sorry. And that was just talking about my experiences with online Pulse McLuck, who owns a bunch of other casinos where they offered me money over $3 million a year, and they wanted me to play with house money, but tell people it was real money. I recorded the whole conversation and I put it out there for everybody. So then what I had noticed online, there were three streamers. It was MaxBet Omar. It was Alligator Capone and Spin Jim. Listen, I'm not trying to give them any credibility or any extra promotion here, but what they were doing, they were playing these crazy, crazy bets. And thank goodness, the way Light and Wonder makes their software, on the bottom, they've got like a diagnostic mode. And I guess it's not the payback. It shows these percentages on the bottom. And what Alligator, all these guys would do, SpinJim, they would basically cover it up. And you guys can show this. They cover it up with like a logo, right? And how come every single video, they've got this little logo, you know, over this? Because it's not real. Well, I put this long video out, showed all the receipts, showed everything. And listen, this is a business at the end of the day. And I challenge them, have your attorney send me a cease and desist because I will not take my video down, right? So here's what ended up happening. After that video went out, they doubled down and put a video out talking the smack. Well, since then, they have all deleted every video on their channels. They've changed their channel names. Here's the other funny thing. Omar has sent cease and desist letters to different channels. And I had people send them to me. I contacted that attorney that it came from. That attorney knew nothing about it. They were fake cease and desist letters.
Oh no.
Hey, yes.
You know, there's the toe. 100%. There's the toe. Yeah. And really my I thought it was BS when I saw them, because I've seen the Omar guy and I watched that and I said, but my I was not looking at any particular things at the bottom of the screen. I was listening to two guys that sounded like a couple of blathering idiots. And I said, there's no way they have that kind of bankroll unless they're selling drugs in the parking lot. It was just they sounded like there's no way this could be. And then it turns out it was fake anyway. And, does that do damage to the brand of people that are out there doing things legitimately, do you think?
Without a doubt. So people are like, oh, you're just jealous of them. And that's what I think Omar had said. I'm just jealous of his views and what he's doing. Listen, I'm not jealous of anybody. And my views are down a little bit. I'll be the first to admit it. But our core group of followers is unbelievable. Like our last couple or twice this month, we were at Viejas. We were at Gila River casinos. Gila River, we were never there before. We had thousands of people show up at the casino. So you can tell me that my views are down, whatever. I don't care. Everybody that I want is watching and they're coming out to support us. But here's what ends up happening with someone like that. And you can look at some of these other streamers out there, you know, myself, Lady Luck, who like, I'm playing with real money. And then all of a sudden, this guy is buying in for $100,000 every session, taking $2,500, $5,000, $10,000, spend $70,000 by the bonus. Number one, you can't even play that at casinos. Casinos don't have those bets at a lot of them, right? Number two, it does make what I'm doing not seem real anymore.
Okay, and I get it.
I'm looking out not only for myself, but everyone else. But more importantly, I'm looking out for you guys. I don't want you guys to go to a casino, try to replicate what they're winning or what they're doing, because they're inflating these machines to a higher return to player. There's all different settings inside of machines that can have an 85, 89, 92, 94%, whatever it is, return to player, right? And what does that mean? Every time you spend $100 on like a 95% return to player, you get $95 back. Well, in some places like Bally's in Chicago, 85%, 86%, you get 86 back. That is a huge difference, right? And if you're in Wisconsin and they say it's 80%, if that's what a casino is doing, you will not see any wins in between the big ones. They will bleed you to death. You'll have nothing. So that is my problem at the end of the day. It is looking out for you guys. It's no different than when I called out the sweeps casinos. Why? They're unregulated casinos. Don't play them. Play with casinos that are 100% regulated and real. And I said this to you guys before, if you win and you try to cash out, they don't want to give it to you with these sweeps casinos, Paulson, Micklock, whatever, they don't have to pay you. It's no different than going down the road, buying drugs from some dude and getting upset that he didn't give them to you. What are you going to do? Go sue him? Go tell the police? You're going to end up in trouble. Same thing here. What you're doing is illegal. So again, I'm looking out for everyone. People can question my motives at the end of the day. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to be me. I've always stood up and done what's right. And the funny thing is, when I do this stuff, what do people do? They'll start to deflect. They ignore what is really happening, and then they'll attack my character, my credibility, you know, something I may have done 25 years ago. Get this. You can Google it. Got in a couple fights. I'm the first one to say I got in a couple fights and I got in trouble. Got jumped by three guys once. Okay, what are you going to do? You know, and a lot of that stuff, it all happened from drinking. I always say this. I rarely drink, right? Nothing good has ever come from drinking in my life. Nothing at all. That's why I virtually eliminated it. We've all had stuff happen. But these are, so there you go. I'm talking about it. Some stuff happened when I was younger. It is what it is, you know.
Rob, do you think there's we're talking to Jason Belkey, Mr. Hanpei. Yeah. Rob, do you think there's a chance that Jason and I are related?
I was just curious. I thought it was a new character you debuted on the show today.
I've had my stories that I've told. It was a bad divorce, luckily, and I was in a bad mood, and you know, and then
luckily
a guy
my drinking has never led to you fight. Well, let's move on.
Let's move on. let's do that right now. I want to talk about something that Maybe other people do it. I think there's been some generosity from some slot influence, but you have made a big deal of it, and it's really special to watch. Your luck has arrived. You go into a casino. You find people that are at a penny slot or a quarter slot, and you give them I don't care where it comes from, whether it's free play or your money. I think in a lot of cases it's free play, and you've said that. But the fact is, you'll give somebody $10,000 to gamble, take them into the high limit area, and give them a chance to win, and sometimes they win big. That is just, I find that amazingly compelling when I'm watching that. And I hope you're still doing it, and I hope you're going to continue to still do that. Tell us about that, if you don't mind, Jason.
So that started out in Milwaukee a long time ago. I had an idea. I told Dita, I was like, hey, I'm going to find random people around the casino and give them money to play big bets. We didn't call it Your Luck Has Arrived back then, right? And it was honestly a couple hundred dollars. We had one video. I had given this woman, and this is an outlier, right? This does not happen. I'd given this woman a couple hundred dollars, and it went crazy on Facebook. I think it's our most viewed video on YouTube. That video probably made $45,000 off of giving someone $200. Like, wow. That was right. And again, that's, we want to get views at the end of the day and do well. Sure. And that's why we've upped the ante with what we're doing. We still are going around the casino, finding random people, playing small bets, giving the opportunity to play big bets. And here's the thing. If I'm going around doing that and you're hammering $100 bets in the high limit room, I'm not going to give you $500, $1,000 or whatever, $5,000, because it isn't going to make a difference. But those people, they have every opportunity to come to Foxwoods, Viejas, Gila River, wherever we're doing these events, where we're doing $50,000, $60,000, Your Luck Have Arrived, hot seats in the morning. Anybody, as long as you're playing on a random machine from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at these casinos, has a chance to win. And that's the idea I pitched to the casino. Like, listen, you have all these machines, and they're dead. No one's here. Mm-hmm. Give me 5 or 6 hours. Give me $50,000, $60,000. Give me a chance to get people in here. I am looking out for all of you. I want to give more money to all of you guys. And if you're going to give the money away, I said at the casino, let's put it online. Let's show the world what can happen with $10,000.
It's great. So, it's great content. It is.
Well, it's not. We're not done, though. So we're doing some new things coming up at Viejas. So Halloween weekend, we're doing $50,000 from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we're giving $100,000 away through entries you earn just that day on Halloween, with the top prize being $40,000, I think, drawn at like 9 or 10 p.m. And we're doing a Mr. Hanpei Halloween costume lookalike contest.
Now, when you choose the random player that their luck has come in, are they automatically eliminated if they've interviewed you on a podcast?
No.
You shut up, Rob. Shut up. You just made me.
I could read your. I could read your face
out of my ear. There, that sucks. You just. That's why I didn't want you to be participating in this.
Two questions so far. That's it.
Now you talked to. You mentioned Dita, a lovely, lovely woman who assists you. You have a staff you go into, and you've got all this equipment, and it's a pretty big deal when you go in. I did a dive before I had you on the show, and I realized. You've got quite the enterprise. You don't just have the people that assist you with the camera and with keeping track. You've got a major operation going right now.
Yeah, you really have to do this, right? We have videographers, we have editors. We hired Danielle as our event planner, and then we have the whole casino and travel side of the company, right? And we have people that help with comments and engagement online and everything. Can't do it all, right? But the casino and travel side, I'm hoping, you know, is Mr. Hanpei going to go on for 20, 30, 40 years? Be nice. Is it likely? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But
you still love it? Do you still love it? Do you still love doing it?
Love doing this. But so do you guys know what a junket is?
Yeah.
Okay. So mm-hmm. I am a host for people at casinos. And how do we get paid on that? We get paid on people's loss, their actual loss or theoretical loss. Crazy thing is with a casino, right? A casino would pay me more money on somebody that went to a casino and won $1 million, but generated $1 million in Theo, where they theoretically would have lost that, than if they actually lost $1 million to the casino. So you get paid between 10 and 15% on their actual loss or theoretical loss, minus all expenses.
So if a whale goes on one of your junkets. It doesn't matter. It's the play. It's the play. It's the action. You want to just win and gamble big when it. And this is something somebody said to me. I think it was in Las Vegas. And I think I was at one of those table three card poker games. And this New Yorker said to me, to my right, he said, "It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's all about the action." And I find that to be true as well. It's the it just never stops being fascinating, the play, just playing the games. Yeah. That's what it is. Do you find that to be the case as well, Jason?
That's what they want. I mean, for me, no, I don't care about the action. I care about winning at the end of the day for myself.
Oh, you do?
Maybe. Guys, again, this is a business for me, and I've always said this to someone. If you're going to go to a casino and you have a goal, just say you go in $1,000 and your goal is to win $1,000. I don't care if you win that $1,000 in a minute or an hour or two or whatever it is, right? You get to that goal or reevaluate that goal, get out of there and have blinders and run to that door. Because all of a sudden you get down a little bit and then you lose that $1,000 and then another $1,000, you go to the ATM, it's all gone.
Chasing the losses, chasing the losses, right? You don't do that. I would be not doing my job for my lovely wife if I did not selfishly ask you. She has pursued doing this and maybe getting on a very small scale on doing that. And what was the response from the, I guess it's the Hard Rock people here in Florida. Let me show you that was the response that got there. Is there
a single digit response?
Well, not quite. You know, they didn't use an obscene gesture or say F you or anything. Is there any path to somebody that wants to do this on a smaller scale without having, the followers? Oh, and by the way, they said to me, yes, we love your numbers, but we don't like the fact that you are in this area and not in casino influencing or something. That's, I don't know. It was a whole spiel.
They're picky.
They're picky. I want the poor dear is an esthetician and she'd like to do this and she wants to be she wants to be like you someday, Jason. What's the path, Jason? Give me the secret, the magic formula.
First of all, you need to have a low cut shirt and not have a face for radio for you.
Thanks. You know what? I can call our guest an asshole if he wants to be that. No.
But to be fair, Mike, he did check the first box. She is lovely.
She is lovely. And that is fine. That is fine with me. I just hope she can do this someday. And, I don't know.
I really do appreciate this question. So, I talked about Lady Luck earlier. So when I actually started this, this would have been right after COVID, it would have been Labor Day weekend. My uncle Tony and I, who he's on the channel with me, right?
Your legitimate uncle, right? Your real uncle?
100% uncle. Yeah, it's not fake uncle, whatever. So we ended up going to Vegas to watch Guns N' Roses. And we're walking through Resorts World. And all of a sudden, I see Francina Moran. And walk up to him. I'm like, hey, guys, love your content. And we just started chatting with him. And Francina had said, you should start a slot channel. You'd be so good at it. And I thought it really meant something. Right. So then I find out down the road that she said that to everybody. And here's the thing, nothing against her. Right. I am much different. So the way that I'm looking at this, if I had the opportunity to do all this over again, I sold my company, had a bunch of money. You have to invest so much money. And it's not like you're cooking, right? If you're cooking food in the kitchen and you're going to do a YouTube channel, you might spend $100 on groceries or $50 or do some challenges, right? It doesn't cost much. Well, this, you got to put out a video every single day. Mm-hmm. And what kind of bets are you going to do? The smaller the bets, the less you're going to spend, but the less people are going to watch you because you're not doing anything different. I always say this, anyone with a gambling addiction and a cell phone and a tripod now has a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difficult thing. So in order for you to really make money, how much do you have to pull in to cover everything? And then if you want to have free time, you have to have the editors, the social media managers, everything else. You got to try to get the brand deals. I do not see a path forward for most of these people unless you take the illegal brand deals, which I think is going to land people in prison at some point.
Right.
So I would say, and there's tax implications for all this stuff too, depending where you live. Can't write everything off. So I think it's a terrible idea. I think you're better off, you know, showing pictures of your feet on OnlyFans. You'll probably be more profitable at the end of the day.
Have you tried that?
Hold on, Rob. Carla, get your feet out.
Yeah.
We're doing that. That daddy wants to retire.
Exactly.
That's it. You know what? I loved your videos. I like you even more as a person. And I think that I had a nickname back on the old radio show, the Don and Mike show back in the day. I was called the crap detector. And this doesn't surprise me. You're a self-promoter. And you're very open about it, but I think that there is a lot of bullshit that goes on in this world, and it doesn't come from the Mr. Hanpei website. And when you see him gambling the way he does, I think it's a lot of fun, and it's something I've always wanted to pick the brain of somebody that does what you do, and it's a lot. And at the end of the day, it's got to be a wonderfully fun way to make a living. It really does.
It's fun, but again, we get back to those weekends where you lose $250,000 and how long it takes to make that money back, and you've got crazy payroll expenses and everything else. Again, it's a business at the end of the day, and it's a delicate balancing act. That's why it's so difficult. So, you know, and I've said to other influencers who are sort of struggling and who've been doing this for a while, I'm like, get a real job, do something else. You're going to be much better off in the long run. There's not always a light at the end of the tunnel. Even if you get these brand deals, they don't last forever.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's work. It's work at the end of the day.
And
the
channel itself is a gamble. It's a gambling business, but it's a gamble whether or not you're going to land it, because you got to walk that line.
Jason Belke, Mr. Hanpei, thank you for being so generous with your time.
Yeah.
We really, really appreciate that. We'd love to have you on again.
Anytime.
Check out the world of Mr. Hanpei and what's going on. Is there anything you wanted to mention before we let you go and head out to your next casino adventure?
Yeah, I think one thing that's important here, you know, what we were just talking about, what happens when there's regulation from YouTube or Facebook? We've already gotten shut down virtually on TikTok. A lot of people got restricted, age restricted on YouTube for different videos, and people are not recommended to a new audience in gambling on Meta or Facebook, because they may have tried to promote a video and pay YouTube to do that. You know, it's a simple box you click and you get in trouble.
Right.
So what happens when all of that, you're in trouble, right?
Okay.
I think there's something that's going to change here in the future. It even could be with casinos. Regulators could come down and say, hey, you can't. I think there's some shady stuff going on at casinos too, where people are playing at virtually no risk out of their pocket.
How do you know? The one question before we let you go, I'm sorry, I got one more. I forgot. How do you know with the percentages and the returns when you talk about the 95%, the 85%? How do you get that information? Obviously, it's open to the public. Everybody can get it. How do you get it? It's not?
Not always. No. Every casino is going to show it. You just can do a simple Google or ChatGPT search, and that will tell you sort of what's going on in different states. Like Illinois, they must disclose that. But here's the other thing. If you see a high return to player at a casino, how can they sort of fudge that number? They put in more video poker machines, and sometimes video poker might have 100, 101, 102% return to player, and then they just bring the slot way down, right? You never really know what's exactly going on at these places. And there's ways to fudge all those numbers at the end of the day. So only way to really know, get in with the slot techs. Slot techs can key a machine and they can see what it is. A lot
of these. That's amazing. That's amazing.
And they guard all that information, unfortunately. So, but by playing as often as I do, you can sort of feel if you're getting a fair return. But no matter what, like there's someone like, hey, I went to Vegas and every time I go to Aria, I win. You're talking about such a small sample size. And here's the thing. If someone goes and they win $100,000 in a machine, that machine does not care. The next time you take a spin, it does not remember that $100,000.
Right.
There's tens or hundreds of millions of dollars going through these machines at the end of the day. I don't care if I just hit a jackpot. I'll keep playing the same machine. It does not matter.
It's random. It's completely random.
But there are machines that are in bonus, about to bonus, or have a hit by progressive, right? Advantage machines. And those you can win money on in the long run. I could show you how to make $100,000 to $250,000 a year just playing Advantage machines, walking around the casino for 8 to 10 hours every single day.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's real.
All right. I'll call you. I'll call you later.
It was nice having you on the podcast, Mike. we'll miss you.
That's awesome. This has been so much fun. Anytime you want to join us, we'd love to get you
on
the show. This was fun. Jason Belkey, Mr. Oh, by the way, are you getting married or did you get married or what's the story? Did you break up? What's your marital status right now?
We're getting married. It'll be next summer. So, yeah, we have a little bit of time left. We're working on that. We were going to get married in Italy. And we have not put this out there yet. I might do a video on it. Robbery out there. Just for the venue, right? They had advertised online for this venue. It would have slept like 40 or 50 people, right, in this venue on Lake Como in Italy. They wanted 253,000 euros. Oof. Right? And that's not it. So what is that? 253 turns into about 300-something thousand, right? And it's U.S. dollars. And then you have to pay a 22% VAT tax. And then you have to pay 15% to the wedding planner. By the time this is all said and done for about 50 people at a wedding, it would have been $700,000 or $800,000. And that was just for the venue. That is not for the food. The food was another $125,000. Crazy. Two meals.
Knights of Columbus that will give you a 95% return.
His reception was we've been together. Rob and I have been together for 35 years. His reception was at a Knights of Columbus hall. That's
and
where it
we
was.
We did not spend $300,000.
And last fanboy question is Dita married? She's a lovely young lady. What? I'm not. I'm happily married, Rob.
I know.
Asking. Is Dita married, Jason?
Are you in Utah?
No, I am not in Utah. That's funny. I love that. Jason Belkey, really?
Dita, I'll tell you, don't leave me. So Dita is married, and everyone's like, why are you with Christy? I thought you're married to Dita, or I thought you're married to Robin, or I thought you're married to Shane.
Is like, Shane your photographer? Is Shane your photographer?
Videographer, editor, yeah. And he owns a camera store, Impulse. Cameras in Oak Creek, and he does this for me. He's amazing. So
that's cool. It's quite an operation, and I'll continue to watch you. Thank you for all the information. I love this segment, and I'll tell Carla, you know, get those feet ready. That's what I'm going to. Yes, go ahead,
Wait,
Jason.
Where are you guys out of?
I am based, Rob is in Washington, D.C. area. I am in Fort Myers, Florida, and our producer is in St. Augustine, Florida.
Hey. December 10th through the 14th, we're going out of Tampa, I believe, on the Margaritaville at Sea.
Wow.
We are going on the same boat in January, Mr. Hanpei.
Takeover that time. So skip that one. Come on ours. You can come and hang out with us.
Dude, I will do anything you want. I want to be your friend, Jason.
And
that's the bottom line.
We don't overlap, but please leave some money in the machines for us.
It's not how it works. Jason Belkey, Mr. Hanpei, thank you so much for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show. We appreciate that. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, my friend.
Thanks, guys. You too. I appreciate it.
There he goes. That's awesome. I love that. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, we've got tidbits right here. There are a lot of great things to do in the ocean. Surfing, swimming, crabbing, skin diving. But no one can hold a candle to the TMOS 2027 cruise. Let's go sailing. This time it's a better price, a longer trip, and more notice. Join Mike, Rob, and Josh and your fellow Americans aboard the all-new Margaritaville at Sea Islander, sailing January 21, 2027. Enjoy 5 days and 4 nights of laughs, a live podcast recording, meet and greet, tropical weather in the dead of winter, and plenty of time to unwind. Plus, on-ship tattoos and buffets. Do them both at the same time. Departing from Tampa, you'll get 2 relaxing days at sea, a Saturday stop in beautiful Cozumel, and 1 final chill day before heading home on a Monday. Call 800-814-7100. Full details are at tmospodcast.com. Just click store. Book now and lock in your price, and we'll see you under the sun. Hi, everybody. We're back, everybody. I'm looking for my face, everybody. There we are.
Hello. Hello.
As I was doing that commercial, I changed shirts. Thank you for humoring me. I hope, Rob, you got a kick out of that.
Was fun. I went into it thinking that I would humor you, but it was fascinating, the stuff. Here's how fascinating it was.
Fascinating.
We did not get to the topic that we booked him for. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, seriously, we had one issue that we wanted to discuss.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk about the fake ones that pretend they're making money, but they're not really even getting
money. Never got to it. He was a good guy. I really enjoyed talking to him.
I think Mike was looking for a new best friend.
I was.
One step closer.
Look, there are times that I have fun with guests. There are times that I humor guests. There are times that I fight with guests. That was a time that I kissed the guest's ass. I did. I don't care.
No, it didn't show.
Hit the music, ass. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We've all done it, but
I know. Time for tidbits. We've got to catch up here. We spent a lot of time with Jason, and it was big fun. If you have ever spent an hour of your life trying to unsubscribe from a gym membership or a random wine club, government regulators are finally on your side. Regulatory scrutiny is intensifying this month over so-called dark patterns. What are they? Well, I'll tell you. Commerce officials are calling out companies that make it a battle royale just to stop recurring monthly charges. I mean, everybody's had that happen where try to do it. I even have the people that do it for me. Experts say expect new reforms later this year designed to require simple one-click-to-cancel buttons for all digital services. Listeners are calling in now to share the absolute hardest service they have ever tried to drop. And it's frustrating, and hopefully they are going to regulate it. I don't expect that to happen immediately because it is the government, but who knows, you know?
And it's international stuff. It's the internet. So how does one government stop it?
Yeah. I mean,
I found the first streaming service is a very easy way to cancel is not pay. And then it goes away.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably tell you next week about my little experience in the world of watch purchasing that had to say goodbyes, had to say cancel. It was frustrating, but it's similar to the bullshit that you go through with everything else that's involved in that. The self-driving future hit a roadblock this week in Seattle. A fleet of autonomous rideshare cars completely paralyzed a major downtown intersection for over 3 hours. The culprit, not a cyber attack, not a power outage. It was a single rogue plastic grocery bag that blew across the roadway and landed directly onto a leading vehicle sensor hardware. Hardware. Oh, my God. You've effed up my sensor hardware. What's wrong with you? You know? Oh, did we lose Rob? There you go. Okay. Hi, Rob.
Do you remember a little while ago? I mean, years ago, but someone videotaped a bag at a gas station blowing around out of focus, and everyone was convinced it was a UFO. Mm-hmm. It's just a plastic bag. It's all it is.
After the bag landed on the vehicle's sensor hardware, I just like
sensor
saying
hardware.
That. The car immediately, locked up, forcing four following autonomous cars to compute a system traffic jam. Local commuters got on social, noting the $1 million fleet was completely defeated by an empty peach bag, which
peaches.
I think is funny.
I like that. Yeah.
That is very, very cool. But technology, ladies and gentlemen. If you travel frequently for business, prepare for a shift in your overnight stay options. A majoring trend across the hospitality sector this month is the conversion of vacant office buildings into luxury boutique hotels. Real estate analysts report that city downtowns are currently seeing a huge boom in these redeveloped spaces. I remember when we were downtown with Podville that they were challenged because there was nobody using the office space.
Yeah,
right?
I think there was like 9 or 10 floors and 3 of them were used and the others weren't. I mean, it was just the space is not being used. Yeah.
The real estate analysts say that they're seeing a real boom in these redeveloped spaces. They feature high ceilings, modern amenities where cubicles used to stand. Travelers brace themselves for unique layouts as some rooms prove to be quite cooped up in the middle of old corporate towers. But I think it might be kind of cool if they do something curious out of the box with it.
The last time I stayed in D.C., I stayed in a plastic bag, an empty
one. Peach bag.
It was, and traffic stopped.
It was filled with peaches. Yummy, yummy. The cost of grabbing a quick bite on the run is officially changing direction. Several national fast food chains, this is good news, they are experimenting with reverse pricing models this month. Is that as good as it sounds? They offer massive discounts on dining in options tied to app downloads. Value menus are getting a makeover in an effort to lure customers back outside their living rooms. Retail analysts say value-driven deals are at an all-time high as brands try to fight off inflation-tired commuters looking to grill at home instead. Well, about time. How long have we been bitching about the $30 drive-through meal? All right? Come on now.
They might. It's going to take a lot of undoing. I think they've done a lot of damage to their credibility just by the way it's gotten. I've gotten so out of the habit of stopping at a place like that. It's going to have to be something good to make me get back in the habit.
And if I can bitch about one other thing, when I drive by the Whataburger downtown near my kid's school, it's like, come on, Whataburger. Josh, I want the Whataburger. I want you've been to it. You know what it is. You like Whataburger, right?
I do. Yes.
All right.
The ideal situation, Mike, is they're going to finish construction right as prices hit rock bottom.
Rock bottom, baby! Oh, Rob, I'm hot. I'm burning up here.
Oh,
I'm
baby, look at you.
I am burning up. Do you want to know why I'm burning up?
I do.
I have lottery fever.
Oh, no, Mike. Lottery fever.
A chocolate pie, my wife. It is sweeping the nation once again as the Powerball jackpot officially topped the $500 million mark overnight.
I know you just said it, Mike, but let's restate it. If you were to win the lottery, what would you buy?
I would purchase a massive chocolate pie that is nearly a mile wide.
Scene.
Thank you. no one matched all six numbers in the drawing yesterday. They pushed the prize to a staggers the mind $540 million. Boy, I'll become a... No, I won't do anything if I got that money. I'd chill out. I'd do the podcast once every 6 months.
Exactly.
500.
It's the Mike O'Mara Christmas special.
I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, here's the AP All-American football team. By the way, if you're wondering why I'm wearing a green shirt and I was wearing a blue shirt, we taped Mr. Hampe earlier this morning, so be aware of that, all right? Then
you
we played him for you.
Spill your drink on the commercial break?
No, I did not. No,
by the way, Hampe, it sounds like pig Latin. What is a Hampe? Is that a casino?
When you get a big enough jackpot, they have to call an attendant over. There are places that now do it electronically, but the old days was always somebody that had to come over and sign your life away and give the government their share and all that
I've
stuff.
I've seen it happen to others. I've never had that.
Now, financial advisors are already issuing warnings telling people that are potential winners, well, that's everybody, to immediately hire a lawyer and disappear from all social media platforms. I think people are, don't you think people are savvy enough? Or would they be like, I want,
50-50.
I'd say 60% of the people are morons.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. They're going to show up and they're going to hold that big cardboard check and they're going to say, look at me.
I get it.
Look at me.
Make that their profile picture.
Finally, today, police in an undercover surveillance suburban community are investigating a highly sophisticated, multi-tiered burglary. It was rashed out by an organized ring of local stray cats. According to officials, the suspects managed to slip through a loose ceiling tile at a local pet supply warehouse.
Very nice.
They successfully absconded with over, ready for this?
Yes.
50 pounds of premium cat food and treats.
Treats? Authorities, I hate cat treats.
Authorities state this was not a random break-in.
No.
But a highly coordinated feline operation. Jokes are already flooding into the phones regarding the new cat father of the neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Oh, this office you can't refuse.
Police reports conclude that the suspects remain at large as they totally refuse to come out from under the couch. We don't know who they are. Whose cat is it? Anyway. All right, we will come back with more stuff. We got a lot of stuff we didn't get to on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that's the Stray Cats, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Stray Cats strut, their first hit.
Was that for the cats or was that for my commercial?
That was for the cats.
Okay.
It was a reactionary record.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, it's auction time. Saturday night. Get ready, folks. Time for the summertime TMOS on-air auction. 7 p.m. Eastern this Saturday, August 1st. The summer of 2026 comes to a thrilling climax with a TMOS event that is unlike anything we've ever done. The Mike O'Mara Show Auction. This is our first ever auction, and it'll be special. It's your chance to bid on amazing things that you're going to love. One-of-a-kind objects you won't find anywhere else. Think Cal Ripken.
Yes.
High-end watches. Well, they're not really, Rob. They're moderately priced watches that are really nice watches.
Well, they're the lower end of high-end is what they are.
Jerry Lewis, rare vinyl, Hank Aaron, Heritage Broadcast Equipment. So many. He is so ready with the bullshit that sometimes it's impossible for him to really just sell
so
how
funny.
Good it's going to be.
Sometimes you embrace that. And
sometimes
you
your bullshit
like
just gets in the way of
but
everything.
But for him, it's natural.
It is. It comes naturally. We have lots of good stuff. That's the bottom line. It doesn't need to be effed with. It's just good stuff. Josh brought the ball, autographed by Hank Aaron. He's got the hat, autographed by Cal Ripken. I have an Orient Star watch that I never wear. I paid over $700 for it. I'm going to auction it to you. You can probably get a great price. We're having reserves on these. We're going to do it starting Saturday, 7 p.m. Come on in, and it's going to last 2 hours, not a nickel longer. Not a minute longer is what
Not
I wanted
Not that you're thinking
say.
About money.
there's a way to make it go longer.
What? Why?
Because every time they bid, someone has a minute to outbid them.
Oh.
So if they want to keep bidding,
okay,
then we can keep moving.
All right.
So we could possibly go
over. This is more shite that I'm finding out as we go to
it's
air.
It's nothing we should really worry about.
I don't worry about it.
But,
fine.
If someone wants that third hour, they just have to spend money every minute.
That's fine. I have plenty of Guinness. I'll be all right. There will be merchandise, competition, cocktails, fun. All we need is you. The excitement starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. Join us on the live stream and be a part of this TMOS event. Every click supports the show, so listen and win. Welcome back. Welcome back. I have a Tony Romo kind of an update. I didn't bring the video in, but I watched a piece on the bust of Tony Romo, and
people should know we watched the entire what do you call that? I guess dash cam or cop cam footage yesterday, and I think we all agreed that even though we can't condone impaired driving, the cop was giving him a hard time, was being a hard ass.
It was an interesting. You know how it is. I mean, don't we all feel that way, that when you get a traffic stop, you get somebody who's either going to, you know, I haven't had one in recent memory that was, you know, super nice, but there's civility that exists. Now, if somebody is thinking you're drunk, I want the person taken off the road. I do not have an issue with that. The legality is questionable when you tell a person they cannot contact their lawyer.
Yeah.
And I thought that he was respectfully telling the officer he just needed to call his lawyer, which is not unusual when they're asking you to get out of your car. The end of this story was a couple of attorneys, veteran defense lawyers in DUI cases, that both said they agreed that this will be thrown out for a variety of reasons.
Wow, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What did they cite one particular reason?
They did. Tony Romo. I don't want to go into the legalese, but they said a few things weren't done the right way by the officer in charge. And it was, it was interesting. Wonder if she's a Packer fan. That's what I want to know.
Oh,
I don't
know.
I have no idea. But that's kind of the update as to where we are with it right now. And who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But even the offense was skewing into the misdemeanor area for some particular reason. It was a whole legal analysis.
Okay.
It was in the weeds. But at the end, they had these two old fart attorneys sitting there, and they both think that it's going to be thrown out. So do you concur or not? I don't know.
Do you think that if it is thrown out, do you think Romo will still get a very upset call from Jim Nantz yelling at him, saying that he
missed
believe
step? This. You know, you're upholding the morals of CBS, Tony.
You wear that Jim jacket Nance. Proudly.
Where is it? Do I have it? Hi. No, that's not the
Do
one.
You
hi.
Think they can announce
no, that's not it. Yes,
the
yes.
acquittal or the charges dropped about a week before football season.
Yeah. Hi, Tony. It's Jim Nantz. Listen, that is not CBS behavior, my friend. I really want to make sure that you drive that car unlike any other. I want to make sure you drive the car properly and not have a cocktail after the round, Tony.
Hey, remember. Hey, Jim, I have a question for you.
Who the hell is this? I thought I was on Tony Romo's line.
I actually was able to patch in, Jim. When you are driving your golf cart and you're home and you get pulled over, do you ever give your necktie to the police officer?
I do. And it's funny we both remember the same joke. I'll be sending you one of my neckties, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. We're up on it again. I apologize. My sincere apologies. We will do this. And then when we come back, we want to talk to – I got a couple of things I need to cover and whatever you guys want to get in before
the end
of the week.
Well, there's one important thing you teased during before we had our interview, which was a pitcher's mound.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. And then I want to give you an update, health update, too. Your favorite podcast just got even smarter with the all-new TMOS app. App. The future is now. The brand-new Mike O'Mara Show app puts a TMOS right in your pocket. Watch the show, listen on the go, catch every episode, and never, ever miss the laughs, the arguments, or the hot dysfunctional action. We put the fun in dysfunction. It's faster. It's easier. It's loaded with everything a TMOS fan could want. And I love it when somebody says, where can I find you? I said, well, here's our app. And I just shove it in their face, right up to their nose. I rub it right on their nose.
Big update on the app last night.
Really?
Where you can now filter through shows even deeper and play. If you want to start the podcast at the very beginning, you can start with episode one and play them in order that way.
Oh, wow.
As well as CarPlay. Many people requested CarPlay.
Hold on, you got CarPlay to go?
CarPlay is in the update.
That's amazing. That is so cool.
When you said start at one, like the original, the very first one?
The oldest one in our podcast feed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we have some that are missing, but there's a lot. There's 3,000 something there.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be a mathematician's dream to add up just how long you would have to listen to make it through all of them. It might be quite significant, you know.
Yeah,
we got all sorts of good stuff on the app, TMOS History, and it allows you to relive your podcast past by exploring our archive from day one. There's even a few surprises. There are. Even a few surprises sprinkled in there. It takes being an American to the next level. Download the new Mike O'Mara Show app today. It's free and available at the Apple App Store, because the only thing better than having TMOS is having TMOS with you everywhere. And we thank you. Update on my mom-in-law out of surgery. The word that was used from the doctor through Linda's boyfriend, Andy, who's been great updating all of us on this, is she did fantastically well. And she's in recovery now. And it's now the slog really begins. And he expects to maybe see her much later tonight or early tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow, Carl and I will be heading down, hopefully, to see her as well.
The fact that she hasn't seen Andy yet, is that because of the doctor, or she just got no need to see him?
It's because the, you know, the whole thing. You
So she would like
to
see him.
Into that special room. I think she's you know, getting all that stuff done.
It's such great news, and I know it's a shitty travel, shitty road to travel right now.
It is.
But she is going to feel so much better all around when this is done.
Mm-hmm.
So, Linda, that's great news. Congrats, and Carla, awesome. That's the best.
We're keeping a watch on the phone to make sure everything is going crazy. But it has been, you know, a whirlwind. Couple of days here, and thank you guys for being understanding of me. You know, I got people now. My sisters just texted me on that just to find out what's going on here. They've got people in their
family. Mike, why haven't you called me?
Stop it! No, stop it! Don't be mean. Don't be mean.
I'm not.
Anyway, yeah, my All-American Nick, his buddy, just went home. I've lost count between going on that cruise with him and sleepovers at Nick's house and sleepovers at this house. All I know is these two are little worker bees. And I gotta say that when the main thrust of what they've been doing over the last 48 hours is constructing a makeshift pitcher's mound made out of 2x6s and plywood, It's special, and they're putting it together, and they enlisted my help. Yes, go ahead.
Because I mean, you know, I only have a vague understanding.
Sorry.
People should know that was not directed at me.
No, that was not directed at you.
A vague understanding of it. Now, I know a pitcher's mound has a certain height to it, but it's normally a mound of dirt. How are they approximating it with wood?
All right, if you go to this, Josh knows the place I'm talking about, a place called D-Bat. It's a place where they have these batting cages, and then they have bullpens that have pitcher's mounds. And the pitcher's mounds are essentially made out of plywood. They're plywood, and they got a little surface on the top, like an AstroTurf surface.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It's kind of like a handicap entrance. It's a slight ramp to a flat spot at the top.
It's a little ramp.
Mike, it's kind of like a handicapped entrance.
Well, it is. It's like a slope that goes up.
You could put it in front of a doorway or in front of a curb and roll up it.
Okay. Now, it slopes down. Yeah. It's now in the backyard. It's not completed yet. We haven't gotten the pitcher's rubber. You know, the...
You know,
I swear to God.
I wasn't going to say
talking
anything.
Talking baseball with him.
Jesus Christ.
I was going to let it go. I know that's the thing that's on the top of the mound that the pitcher has to stand on.
Okay,
but
good.
But you started, preempted it.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Mike. People don't even use that phrase anymore.
All I'm telling you, for condoms. All I'm telling you is that we haven't finished it quite yet.
No.
And
you want to get the rubber before you finish.
That's you do. And it, but you know, with all the garbage going on and all the difficulty going on this week, it's been a week.
Yeah.
And to take pause and think about it, that's what he's up to. How cool is that? $68 skill circular saw so I could trim down the 2x6s so that the slope matches.
You've never said no to a tool.
I have never said no to a power tool. I said no to the expensive ones. That were over $100. I'm not doing that because I'm probably going to use it once.
Need them extra money left over for bandages.
No, I'm going to be going out to, you know, we were talking about casinos with Mr. Hanpei before. I'm going to go to the money counting room and then walk in with my circular saw and have them go, cheater's justice. Remember that scene in Casino?
I do.
You want the hammer or the saw? You can't have, or whatever he says. Remember? It was a great scene. Great scene. I helped, I wasn't going to let them use the circular. Hey, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Lift your head up. All right. It was blinding us. It was absolutely reflecting off your head. You know,
it was blinding you. I hope
you're tired.
Okay.
Are you tired today? Because you kind of go like this when you're tired. You close your eyes. Was that too put upon to have you move your head in the right direction? Was it?
Was looking for a sound of a circular saw.
It's camera awareness. That's all. It's just camera awareness. That's all we ask occasionally. When it reflects off your head.
I think I'd rather have the saw sound effect.
The saw sound effect.
Well, now you don't get either. Yeah. All right?
And he's not directing that at you, Josh. He's directing that at me.
Yeah, because of the blinding light. Oh, my God. Yeah. I hope you don't need surgery because I put my head down.
All right. So now I'm looking for By Order of Peaky Blinders. All right. And I'll play.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
Now, you know what I didn't have to do that? Let me show you how I did that. There.
But hold on. That's your first page.
Hold it. Everybody, Josh, quiet. Let's watch Mike hit a button. Go show me how, Mike.
Would you like Nice Beaver?
If you
nice
choose,
beaver.
Yeah. Wow, and we never broke eye contact.
Okay.
No. So you're now mocking me, asshole?
No, because you're thinking
because you go like this.
Because Mike, I don't have the sound effect in front of me, and I was looking for it.
What do you mean you don't have
because
it in front of you?
So many, it's more than one page.
Exactly. And it's not even on a page. It would have to go into the... I was looking in the library to see if I had it on a page. I don't have it on a page. And so...
What do you mean a page? It's a machine. It's a computer.
No,
it's a soundboard
machine. Stop it, Josh. I'm talking to Rob, all right? Let your brother fend for himself for a minute.
It's the soundboard app that you are familiar with.
Yes.
And there are pages.
Has my whoosh on it.
Right.
Has my... Mike O'Mara fart.
Now you look like you're trying to do a DUI test by trying to keep your head as still as possible while your eyes are looking down.
I play my sound effects. I move my head around very little. It's one of the things that I do. Come on. Come on. Why is everybody picking on me now? I'm just trying to say,
you
see your nice faces.
You accused my head of being glaringly blinding.
Please help me here. Was his head reflecting off the light?
I didn't notice.
Oh, you bastard. God.
Now, hold it. I'll give Josh another chance. Hold on. Give Josh, quiet. I'll give you a chance.
Look. Please blind me. All right. It is pretty bright right there in the middle.
All right. So
I don't care. I stand corrected. I don't care. We got a bonus show to tape. I don't care. I'm monitoring hospital techs. I'm doing the best I can. I'm really glad. By the way, to Josh Soroka, thank you for arranging to get this guy with a million plus subscribers. It was really fun to talk to him.
I'm glad you got him on.
I got my next one in the queue. I've decided this might be the key to the kingdom.
Okay.
The next guy, the next dude, I think his name is Captain 20. He's a pilot. It's not Captain 20.
Sully?
I don't want to say like our old affiliate, Captain Steve, but I think that might be his name. And he does analysis of pilots and how they communicate with air traffic control. Do you know who I'm talking about? What?
Yeah,
what
I got him right here.
Well, no, I mean,
it's Captain Steve. There's three E's.
Yeah, it's like he did the Rob thing where he put extra letters in his name.
Were you shocked that Mr. Hanpei had only done one podcast interview before this? Mm-hmm. I thought he was almost giving a shit when he said that.
I mean, and then that's when I gave a tip of the cap to Josh for going out. I get so paranoid, and you know this, Rob, from the old days. I get so paranoid about guests that, you know, right up until go time when he was maybe 2 minutes late coming in on the show. You never know.
As we talked about this week, until you're talking to them, you don't have the guests.
It's like a real estate deal. And exactly. Your house, you know, you close on the house when you close on the house. But this guy's pretty interesting. And I think that might be our thing, the way we do that.
Then you'll have a pilot to fly you to Connecticut to join Mr. Hanpei.
Oh, I so want to go to Foxwoods now. I really, really do. Do you have the circular saw sound effect? Or would you like to look? Okay, take your time. Lean your head forward. Find it. And we can end this segment with the circular saw sound effect. I'm fine with that. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
I was just thought he'd play it for me after the show. Once you banned it.
Now, see, I'm going through mine right now.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
Right.
The problem is he might not have one.
I think he does. I think we use it for like dental drills. We use it for a saw. And I've used the handsaw as well, the one that goes but I don't have that. I don't have fireworks. I'm looking right now. More fireworks. I have
that's actually
micro.
I was looking among my fireworks.
All right, hold on
to when I was actually trying to find it, and then I did not find it. So this is a good thing for saw, Mike.
Hello, Peggy.
Is that the saw music?
Yeah, it's the music from Saw.
Is it from Saw?
Yes.
Would you like to play a game?
See? We're just constantly giving on this show. That's it. All right, so you can turn that off now.
I thought it'd be good for our upcoming commercial.
Oh, you want to just go into the commercial because you can't find it?
No,
what do you want me to do? I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Let's go to commercial.
Okay, everybody, I want to share with you some very, very interesting stuff, because isn't stuff the most interesting thing to have? Everything's melting down at the same time right now. I'm sorry. Here we go. I found it. Your favorite podcast just got even smarter with it. Didn't I just do the
that
app?
That was an earlier spot.
Okay,
hold Durm on Glow a second. Is what we're looking for, I believe.
All right, wait a minute. Let's see. All right. Got the TMOS auction. I got the app. And now I'm going down one more time. I've got that, and then where is it? I don't have it again. There it is. Do you ever feel like your body's working against you? Yes, right now. I feel like I'm stroking fucking out right now. I really do. If you've got problems with low energy, weight, restless nights, we got hormones, everything you need to feel better, especially if you're getting nowhere, Derm Glow to the rescue. Peptides are helping people, ladies and gentlemen, take a smarter approach to wellness by supporting the body's natural processes. And now DermGlow offers more than just weight management. If menopause has brought hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, poor sleep, weight gain, or low libido, ask about hormone replacement therapy. It's a game changer. And if you're not sure what's right for you, don't guess. Just head to DermGlowSkin.com, click weight loss and peptides, then explore the products. Take the wellness quiz. In just a few minutes, you get guidance based on your goals. Whether that's better sleep, more energy, aging, weight loss, anything you want, anything. DermGlowSkin.com. HSA and FSA cards accepted. Klarna available for flexible payments. Your body changes, your wellness plan should too. Life's too short to settle for good enough. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, take the wellness quiz, and start feeling the difference. Viva la difference.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
And Mike, I was a couple times during the show today, I could have played it, but I held it. I sat on my hands and I was having self-control.
Okay.
Been a long time since we've had a sing-along on the show.
Wonder of it all.
Foxwoods. The old commercial.
It's so great.
This is the Slicky Boy. Hey,
yep. The wheel, round and round,
round we go.
Go, yeah.
Life is good. Life is sweet. Grab yourself a front row
seat.
There he is.
And let's meet and have a ball. Let's live for the wonder of it all.
Oh, Mike, it's the full minute.
Paradise.
Yeah.
Lucky seven.
Thank you.
Touch yourself up. Bye, heat of heaven.
Josh is falling
you
asleep.
Me,
wake up, Josh.
Come on, Josh.
Living large. Get on board. This is it. It's your reward.
I want to go now.
Let's meet where the trees are standing tall.
That's my song.
So good. Mike, Kathy Hilton, she is a star of major proportion. She's one of the Real Housewives and the mother of Paris Hilton.
And she's also the real moneyed Hilton.
Yeah,
right?
She is. She
yeah,
is.
Absolutely.
And it goes to show you don't need to be real smart to be real moneyed. This is not a new clip, but it was new to me, so I feel it might be new to you.
Okay.
She was on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. And she made it somehow, by the grace of God, to the bonus round.
Okay.
And throughout the show, she was not playing the game right. She was doing things like, when it wasn't her turn, just saying, I got it. Or trying to ring in without hitting the button.
What she wants. That's a lady
exactly.
That's entitled. Absolutely.
Okay. So you know how at the end they give you NSRT, L, and E, right? And then you have to pick extra letters?
Right.
Let's pick it up after they lit those letters up.
Next step is three more consonants that you choose. So give me the three consonants.
No plastic surgery there.
None at all.
P, A, N.
Okay. Ends up there, dear.
Can I get another M?
Well, the N is there, so that you got to call something else.
Okay. Let's see.
Wow.
A B.
Okay. Now another consonant.
O.
That's the vowel. Now one more consonant. So we'll keep that as your vowel.
Oh, I'm looking it up here. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
C.
Okay. So we have got P, B, C, and the vowel O. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Vanna, let's see what we can do with that.
Did she get any?
No, she's not moving.
No.
Nope. Oh,
that's
no.
It, after all these
but to be fair,
can
it's
can you pause
solvable.
It for just a sec, please?
Yeah,
I want to try to figure it out.
It's all solvable the way it is. It all absolutely is. It was solvable before she asked for her letters.
Okay. Fathers and...
No.
No. Mother... No, no, it's not TH. Did you figure it out when you saw it the first time?
Yeah, immediately.
Immediately. Josh, do you have it?
I don't have it.
Let me, all right, one more time. Let me look at it. And
Mike, would you like a slight hint?
Yes.
In a previous incarnation of this podcast, it's the way you divided up principles on this podcast.
Mike, I don't have it. I'm sorry.
Hold on. I've got it.
Okay, what is it?
I've solved the puzzle.
What is it,
and
Josh?
Takers.
That is exactly right. Givers and takers. Well, let's see how she did. Okay.
Really?
Oh, now I'm seeing that down there. Okay.
Okay. Now let's focus over here.
Okay.
So this is what you've got. Remember, the category is people.
Right.
So that's your clue to what that puzzle is.
Ryan sounds try and solve tired.
It. Oh, he's very tired.
10 seconds to try and do it. It helps if you talk it out, too. Like, just if you just speak through the...
Okay, F.
Go. Good luck.
Farmers.
She said F
farmers,
again.
Farmers. G.
You can't call out letters.
W.
No.
F. Oh, Kathy.
We tried. Listen, this is like bonus, right? So it's just a little extra, oh, but givers and takers.
Oh. Yeah.
I bet he wouldn't hug her if she wasn't rich.
Yeah, it was that.
He's rich. That's why she hugged him.
Yeah. He's a climber, Mike. He's a climber.
Givers and takers. Yeah.
Go ahead, man. He sounds tired, like maybe they had to do that a few times.
Yeah.
And that's the best one they got.
Yeah.
Mike, let's go. Mm-hmm. We're going to close with two short ones. This first one I love because it's one of my favorite business logos of all time. Of course, when I say Nipper, you think of the RCA dog looking into the megaphone, right?
That's right. That dog's name was Nipper.
And then he got the name because he used to nip at people's heels.
I knew a Nipper. We had a girl at American University.
Mike, don't have time for that right now.
Okay.
But I want you to see, in the painting of the dog for RCA, hearing his master's voice, he looks so docile. This is the actual Nipper 126 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I don't think he likes the machine. Okay. So he gets on the table. He attacks it.
Oh, he tears it apart. Nipper.
He does.
I love that.
That's great.
I do too.
How old was that? When was that?
1900. So 126 years ago.
Oh, my God. That is very,
that awesome?
Very cool. I like that a lot.
Nipper
really
is dead now, Mike.
Because you think?
Mike.
Well, so were the men.
That's 1,126 years to you and me.
So are the men.
Let's close with this. 1985 is when Back to the Future came out and people got to thinking about the future. And this reporter did a man on the street outside of the opening. And I wonder if people really did feel this way in 1985.
Say one day we'll be able to carry our phones around in our pockets and even do video calls where we can see each other while we talk.
No way. That's weird.
Yeah, that's too much. Why would anyone want to do that?
Duh.
But and the lady on the right, Mike, was Kathy Hilton.
Big hair.
Oh, huge.
I remember.
Yeah.
I was old even then.
Yeah.
Sad, right? Yeah, that's right, Marty.
Happy, right?
He's
we're all 60, here.
67 years old, Marty. We got to get out of here. We got a great bonus show for you tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. And please don't forget, we need all the support we can get on Saturday night at 7 p.m. Bring your cocktails. Bring your wallets. Get ready to bid. Bid early. Bid often. We are going to have the TMOS cocktail party and auction Saturday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We will see you there. Thank you for all the support. Subscribe. Hit the like button. There's a new thing on YouTube you can do. Isn't it hype? The hype button where you can hype up this podcast. They've got that now.
Did
you?
I don't
either
know.
One. I see. How about
send
that?
Jewels.
The old man trumps the two younger guys. There you go. We'll see you during the next show.
See you at Back to the Future.
For Bob and Josh, Michael Marisek. So long, everybody.
There I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Meara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm Ray Barboni from Miami.
You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt.
That is a lie.